Well, let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with our next guest. Rebecca Derlin is a teacher out in Williamston, out in my neck of the woods. Every time I see a teacher, I can't call them by their first name. It's always Mrs., whoever it might be. We're talking with Rebecca Derlin, who was named Science Teacher of the Year, according to a science teacher organization. We're going to let her tell us about that. Mrs. Derlin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just can't call a teacher by the first name. Well, when you found out that you were named Teacher of the Year by the Michigan Science Teacher Association, what'd you think?
I was shocked. I was nominated last summer by another fellow teacher, Mrs. Crittenden, Connie, and I went through the application process and did all that fun stuff and kind of put it out of my mind. And then in November, right before Thanksgiving break, Connie and her class surprised me with a big banner and all kinds of stuff, and I didn't know what to say. I was just amazed. So, very nice honor.
What grade do you teach at Discovery Elementary School in Williamson?
I am teaching full-day kindergarten this year.
And to be Science Teacher of the Year, you must have some expertise and put some focus on that. What did you do from your perspective to gain that award?
The last 3 years, we've been doing an arts integration project where we've been taking our science curriculum and infusing it with the fine arts, and we've been doing this with the Kennedy Center for the Arts and the Wharton Center, and so our project is called A Mastodon is Not a Dinosaur, and of course, five-year-olds love dinosaurs, so it kind of seemed like a great topic to kind of try to infuse into our classroom and kind of do a research project. And so it's a 3-month, 4-month project, and we're researching, we're creating a mastodon dance, we're painting scenery for our dance, we're sculpting little mini mastodons out of model magic, which is kind of like clay, and partnering with our creative arts teacher, Mrs. Post, and a local Williamston artist, Liz Walagala. So that's been our big project that's kind of put me in that direction.
What an interesting way to get kids interested and enthusiastic about science.
Yeah, they surprise me every year because their writing is just amazing. Their pictures that they illustrate their books with are just detailed. And then the amount of knowledge that they put into when we're painting our scenery, it's a mastodon habitat. So it's an environment of where these animals lived. And Mrs. Olagala told me this year, she's like, I called it an environment, and they corrected me and said, no, it's a habitat. So, you know, they're using these science terms and just applying their knowledge in so many different ways. So it's very cool.
Now, something's going on with these dinosaurs, because back in 1940, a relative of yours made a rare discovery. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in the 40s, on a farm just north of Owosso, my grandfather was digging in the field to lay some tile, and they came across an interesting bone, and at the time they thought it was a circus elephant that had, you know, been in the local lore. But they called out the scientists from U of M, and they determined that it was a female mastodon and almost a complete skeleton. It's one of the most complete found in the state. And she has been down at the Exhibit Museum of Natural History since the 40s, almost 70 years. She's on display.
And did you name her?
She's just called the Owosso mastodon, but...
Now, what was interesting about your Mastodon is Not a Dinosaur project is you really took this to another level by getting some funding from Mimic Insurance to take your project forward. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it costs money to go on a field trip. We go down to the museum in Ann Arbor, and all these different elements, you know, the materials. And so I was fortunate enough to write a few grants with Mimic Insurance and also Target, They fund field trips. And then our own Williamston Schools Foundation, as well as our PTSA, and they've all been very generous in helping us to do our project and, you know, buy supplies and go on this great field trip that the kids love. So I've been very thankful for that.
Now, being a kindergartner teacher, I know you teach the varied subjects. Would you like to, if the opportunity presented itself, just to focus on science?
I've loved science. I mean, that has been my favorite subject since I was little and in school. So, you know, if the opportunity arose, I might jump at it. But I also love teaching kindergarten. They're my favorite group of people. So, I don't know.
All right.
We'd see what happens.
What's been the response at school from your award?
It's been overwhelming. The kids have just been so excited. You know, this is our third year of doing the project, and I'm in the K-2 side of the building, so I have kids who are in first grade and then also in kindergarten because I did this project with Young Fives last year, and every time they see me, they're giving me high fives and hugs, and out on the playground, they're like, "We saw you in the newspaper, and you're famous," and I said, "Well, you're famous, too, because you helped me do the project," and they're just, you know, totally excited. So that's been the best response from the kids.
Williamston recently went to full-time kindergarten. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been great. We transitioned from the half day to the full day program, and the kids have adjusted well, and I really feel that we're able to take more time to get into the different curriculum areas and, you know, take our time and really dig deep and focus on the kids and their individual needs. So it's really been a positive experience.
Rebecca, what's the difference between kindergartners today as opposed to when you first started?
Well, we have, I think the expectations keep growing in kindergarten, and the curriculum is just amazing, and that, you know, what the standards are expected of five-year-olds by the end of kindergarten is amazing, but we're rising to the challenge and taking that on.
So. Yeah, they got to be reading and writing and so on, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's quite amazing.
All right, Rebecca Durling was honored by the Michigan Science Teachers Association with the Science Teacher of the Year Award for Elementary Education. Congratulations. And when I walk by, I'll give you a high five, too.
Absolutely. That'll be great.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thank you.